Proclamation number 5433 of 9th of July, 1952. An early calling away. I still have to show great mercy and bestow many graces in order to save people from the final fall. I have to call many people away prematurely and approach many in unusual adversity, or else they would be at the mercy of the one who wants to ruin them. There will be great lamentation on earth, for people who are still alive don't know that it is an act of grace on my part when I end the lives of those they bemoan. They don't know that they should thank me because in merciful love I do a work of charity for them. They are not aware that the time still granted to themselves will soon be over. But I know about every human emotion. I know where there is still the possibility to mature in the kingdom of the beyond, but which then would no longer be possible on earth but would for sure result in a fall into the abyss if I left those people alive. Believe it, you humans, that I endeavor to take care of your souls with love and patience. Do believe that I don't condemn but try to save until the end, and that I know very well which person is in danger of being lost if I don't throw the last lifeline to the one, which is the physical death, in order for the one to still be able to awaken to life in the spiritual kingdom. My love never ceases. And the greater my children's spiritual hardship on earth is, the more my love and mercy will show, even if you humans don't recognize it. I don't want your downfall, I want your ascent. I don't want you to sink into darkness, but I want you to enter bright heights, and what I can still do for you in your eternal life I truly do in the time until the end. Even though it appears to be cruelty to you because you don't know about the depth of my love which embraces all my living creations. I will not leave you to my adversary without a fight, yet I can only confront him with love and thus also call you away out of love when you can only expect death on earth, a spiritual death, which is so dreadful that I take pity on you and want to protect you from it. You humans will be able to experience my grace and mercy until the end, yet where I confront pure devils this grace and mercy of mine will also be rejected, and then they will create their own fate, for if I'd call these people away prematurely they would not be able to ascend in the spiritual kingdom either, because they would constantly strive towards the abyss and would one day still have to retake the path of banishment. The path through hard matter that is, which will always be the abode of that one spiritual, that is completely hardened up and requires an infinite long time until its resistance is broken and thus can strive upwards again. This is irrevocably the fate of those who fail on earth, and therefore my mercy and grace will still try to protect you humans from this fate. Therefore much suffering and adversity will still have to pass over the earth before the end has come. Amen.